Here, have another drink. The Biden administration works to get some inflation out of beer, wine, and booze. I'm David Brancaccio. Something to ponder while sipping spring water during the Super Bowl this weekend. The Treasury Department released a report this morning with a set of strategies to bring more competition to the alcoholic beverage business. It's a bid to bring down the cost of double IPA, local bourbon, or a glass of Pinot. That is one way to take the edge off inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now with details.
David, the Treasury Department report says government regulators should take a closer look at mergers and acquisitions in the alcohol business, especially deals where bigger firms take over a smaller one, promising that will lower prices. The report says that doesn't always happen. It also says distributors sometimes favor the bigger producers, giving them the best shelf space.
Distributors, in some cases, it's the states that sell the booze.
Yeah, the states handle distribution, and that complicates things. So, for instance, some states don't allow breweries or wineries or distilleries to sell directly to the public. They have to go through distributors, and they may not be so nice to the little guys. So that part of the equation can be out of the federal government's hands.
But federal agencies could do something about regulations. What's this report recommend?
Yeah, it says federal agencies should try to ease regulations that can make it hard for new brewers or wineries or distilleries to get a toehold in the market. The idea there is new players would increase competition and drive down prices. The report specifically cites post and hold laws, and they require alcohol distributors to share future prices with competitors and actually post them in advance and then hold those prices for a certain period of time. The report cites studies estimating those laws increase the cost of a bottle of wine by as much as 18% and push up the price of a bottle of hard liquor by more than 30%.
Huh. And why are the Treasury people looking into this right now?
Well, last July, President Biden issued an executive order on competition, and the Attorney General, Treasury Department, Federal Trade Commission were ordered to look at this and whether any barriers to new entrants existed, and they were told to revise or rescind any regulations that unnecessarily inhibited competition.
Nancy, thank you. Meanwhile, the cost of a cocktail at nice enough places in New York City, about $17, or so I'm told. I know it's a little early for all of this.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You were there. You know that tens of millions of Americans were laid off in the early waves of COVID. Many turned to emergency jobless benefits authorized by Congress, but the state systems that administered unemployment insurance were often janky and overwhelmed, meaning people who were eligible were denied while others got approved for benefits when they shouldn't have or were overpaid. Now states are trying to claw back the money erroneously paid out, and the U.S. Labor Department is lending a hand. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Over the past few months, states have started sending out notices to people who allegedly got pandemic jobless benefits in error, saying they have to pay the money back, in some cases well over a year after the benefits had been paid out and spent. So the Labor Department has issued new guidance, says Deputy Director for Policy Michelle Evermore.
We've essentially made it easier for states to waive recovery of an overpayment in the case of an honest mistake so that people won't end up with massive tens of thousands of dollars in payments for something that wasn't their fault.
The guidance applies to millions of people who got federal benefits under new rules that massively expanded eligibility, to gig workers, the self-employed, and those who couldn't work because of COVID.
The pandemic unemployment programs paid out, you know, record sums quickly.
Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says the ramp up was fast and furious and full of snafus. Rules kept changing. Some state computer systems couldn't keep up, which led to some fraud, something states have to keep investigating, and also lots of unintentional mistakes.
Error payments that were made, not because someone's just trying to deceive the agency, but a misunderstanding or a misapplication, really agency error by the state, should the worker be the one that's subjected to that.
Clawback efforts have ramped up in the District of Columbia. Drake Hagner at the Legal Aid Society of D.C. says it has some of her low-income clients in a panic. With the new Labor Department guidance,
waiving more of these overpayments that are no fault, non-fraud, will be so helpful for workers and for states. We don't have to waste more time trying to claw back money that these workers don't have anymore. It's already been spent.
States aren't out the money that was overpaid because pandemic unemployment was fully funded by the federal government. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And few details yet, but Tesla advised stakeholders today that California plans to sue the electric car company over alleged systematic discrimination and on-the-job harassment, with a likely focus on the Tesla factory in Fremont, California. Last fall, a jury awarded a black worker on contract to Tesla $137 million in a case involving racism in the workplace. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.